I wanted to sing with all of you. In fact, I will ask Gaur Krishna, the leader of the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band, to sing. Can you all see from there? Good enough? Or would you like to, Nimai, I see some. Yes, please all, you will have to see, look. How will we do it? You will sing and everyone sings after. It's a beautiful prayer or song. More sweet than all other sweet things. More auspicious than all other auspicious things. The greatest purifier of all purifying things. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. There is no certainty when the last breath will come and put an abrupt halt to all one's material plans. Therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting from very childhood. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. No, we don't know when our last breath will come and stop all our plans. Therefore, it is wise to always chant from one's very childhood on. And the last of these eight verses which I will read to you is, Lord Hari eternally dwells, or the Lord eternally dwells in that place where truly exalted, spiritually advanced souls sing in the mood of pure devotion. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything.
Sabah.
Saguru Sapita Sapi Jamata Bandavo Visa Shiksha
Hare Rama, Hare
So, Hare Krishna. In the remaining time which we still have, I would like, yes, it's good time, I would like to just summarize the two practices which we have engaged in, that is active focus and passive reception of the Holy Name. These are concepts which you will find in the Vedic scriptures, and usually they are taught over a prolonged period of time. In terms of kirtan, I think they are pretty obvious, or very easy to learn. Therefore, I would like to present to you now an image with which it is really very easy to learn. It's the river of chanting. In many scriptures, the Holy Name or the experience of chanting is really like being with a river of nectar, if you can imagine that. A river not of water, but a river of nectarian nectar. Amrita is the Sanskrit word. Something spiritual, something beyond mrityu. Mrityu means death. The immortal nectar full of bliss and so on. These are images which we hear in the scripture. And the whole idea of chanting is, or kirtan, to enter that river. To stay in this river, to be moved by this river, to be carried by this river. That's the whole point. I think there are some kirtans which we all know, or we have been in kirtans, where it seems the river is flowing somewhere else and we are somewhere else. There's a clear disconnect. Isn't it, Abhishek, that we have? Sheila, that is our experience. But now we want to learn how to enter it. And it's really by these two processes of first active focus. You try to listen to the Holy Name. And then passive reception. You let it carry you without any technique. I would like to give you this with a picture, with an image. On the left side, drawn with chalk, you find the chanter. He does japa or kirtan. He's sitting there like you. So as the chanting happens, he wishes to enter that river. That is the second figure on the right side from the sitting chanter. And now he wants to enter increasingly deeper into the river of nectar. This picture shows him offering something with a focus. He's focused. And then he lets go and receives the power of the river of chanting and is floating. So the way you can pray, first of all, is a wonderful imagery. It appears in my new book called The Living Name, where we yet have to find the printer who can print these pastel pictures. They're much nicer in the original, the computer. This is as good as we can with this extremely professional screen in the back. No problem. The way how you can enter into deeper absorptions, where you first focus and then let yourself be carried, I would like to show in the following slide. First, you focus
on the first hari, you
whenever you sing or whenever you chant, it's the first hari where you bring all your attention, all your focus.
Then, after having practiced this, you let you focus on the entire mantra, no longer just one name, but all the 16 names. And then the third step is you let the mantra carry you.
So in order to teach you to do this, I would love to make a little exercise. One moment.
I request you to sit properly. Possible, Pundarik?
Possible.
Yeah.
And we will now say together, not sing, say the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and I will give you some spoken instructions. Let that not, let me say, stop you or distract you in any way or disturb you, but just when I say something, I always say the same thing. I might test you a little bit and take you through a roller coaster, but no need. We don't want to get too splayed out. So then, whatever it is that I tell you, I can't tell you now what I will tell you, that please do. It will be very easy when you do it. So, sit tall.
Let us together chant this one mantra first. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasani Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
See the mantra like a river, a river. Energy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Now we will learn the first practice. Continue. We will focus our entire attention on the first hari. Now,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Bring all your attention to that very first hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Like a laser, collect all your thoughts, all your mental energy. Full focus now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
All focus on the first hari.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Again, full focus on the first hari.
Hare Hare.
focus, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Full focus.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please chant a little softer, softer. Yes. Now try to be with every holy name. Focus on all.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Full focus on all names. Starting with the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Stay focused.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Try your best.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I admit this is a very forced exercise. You feel almost like in the, what is it, marine training. That's a special group in the. The idea just is, you start with the first Hari, you bring your focus there, and you will see something magically happening. As you attach the wandering mind, or the unwilling mind, to just one of the holy names, the holy name is tending to carry you away so that you are all of a sudden in the river. You're pulled in the river. And then you are focused on the entire mantra. Now this is the second stage. Focus on the entire mantra. We are still with an active concentration, but we wish to come to the third stage where we just receive the sound vibration, where we do not engage in forced practice. If, however, we would not really endeavor, if we would not focus our attention, we would never get there. So therefore, the focus is very important. But then, let go. Feel like that figure, the last figure, number three, let the mantra carry you. So we will do this now in terms of kirtan. Maybe you want to give your bibek on another. Yeah. So we will sing now with focus. Focus first on listening, then on singing yourself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Want to request you to make a special effort.
Oh, sorry, that was not in the plan.
Please make a special effort to focus on the first Hari, and if you already can, which I think you can, stay focused on each single syllable. It will be very good. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Active focus, please. Now switch the focus. Up till now we were in the front, Vishaya. We took the lens, so to say, between our eyebrows. Now we shift our attention to the back part of our skull. It's a bindu, a mama point. But the idea is we just receive. Let the river flow, like the last image where someone just is carried by the river. Just receive and start now. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hari 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 Bol.
Thank you very, very, very much. We will just do a little neighbor or partner sharing exercise. I request you to turn and combine with someone else who's just next to you. And please find someone.
You can also go by three if it just is the way it is.
So, I want to request you to just briefly share 1, 2, 3 sentences, or I don't know how long it will take, briefly share. That means concentrate on the essence of your experience and share with your partner what was your experience. Then, after that, please let the partner share his or her experience with you. When you speak, try to be as true, as essential as possible. And when you listen, be interested and listen interesting with a mood of interest what the other person has to tell you. No? In that way, the experience can become a little bit more clear, and you can also learn to look through the eyes of another one. The question is, what did I experience when I tried to apply first the active focus and then second the passive focus, where I just received, where I just was there to receive? Please start now